the business is.
I guess it's another week back in the books for us. What the business be?
I mean, Slow Motion Billy Ocean, man. Of course, this is On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast. We appreciate y'all listening. I am Animal Brown. Follow me on Instagram, Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lou. Yes, of course. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. Or if you're looking for me anywhere else, I doubt you'll find me.
I'm on Facebook too, though, now. Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we're cracking. I had a problem with the Rap Chat Facebook, man. Somebody came to me and they was like, Lou, you posted one of the first four bars that everybody would know off a song.
Right.
Then niggas got to rant about they favorite songs that only they know the bars to.
Right. That's their favorite.
But what we talking about, like...
Like classic shit?
Yeah, we talking about, like, everybody's gonna know when In the Club drop what's going on when the first four bars hit.
For sure. Hail Mary.
Of course.
All day. Yeah, that's plenty of shit.
Okay, so... Just had to clarify that, though.
Absolutely, man. If you don't know what the hell we're talking about, go to Facebook, type in Rap Chat On Deck TV for the group. Bam,
sign
there you have it.
Into the group, man. We have updates. We have little debates. It's fun, man. We do a little. We interact and have fun with the fans and stuff, man. It's cool.
Absolutely, man. And, of course, it's the OnDeckTVNetwork.com. There are other shows. Full Sport Press is every Monday, man. Get your sports fix.
Yes, get it from J-Hove. Get it from Coach Locke. Pause. Get it from Howie. Weezy. Pause again.
Absolutely.
And they're giving it sports knowledge to you just how you want it. Their last episode was award show.
Yeah, man, the NBA accolades. Award
show. Yeah, accolades and awards.
Giving the MVPs, six mans, and all that good shit.
Some absurd choices, but we're going to let that rest.
If my Pistons didn't get an award, then they need to just stop doing the show.
It's really just some absurd choices, man. I got to talk to Jay offline. No, it's really some absurd.
Also, check out the Ladies Room, man. They got the new Big Dog episode up. Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie. Big shout out Rizzo.
New York.
She is a guest on another podcast called The Crew Shit Podcast. Mm.
Crew shit.
They got the sound. They on SoundCloud. I'll put the link in the show notes, man. Y'all check out Rizzo. She's on there uncensored, as always. Nice. So y'all check that out. New York in the building, stand up.
Nice.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, getting to it, making it do what it do. What did I do this weekend? I watched my Celtics lose. That was crap. Did some handiwork around the house, man. You know, I get my wrench, man, on my Tim Allen. That was it, man. I cooked all that good shit, man. It's a cool little weekend, though.
You're officially washed when your weekend consisted of handyman
right,
work
like,
and
shit like that, man.
Washed.
Cause we were supposed to go to Dave East.
Now, we was going to hit Dave East show.
Shout out TN Air Sam, nigga. You was not finna get away with this murder.
Sam G stood us up. It's official.
Nah, this nigga finna get this full AR-15 rifle. Not even just stood us up. Let me tell you what this nigga did, though.
Because we was gonna go.
Nah.
I was gonna
you don't
go.
Even know the full story. I hit him up prior to, like, separately from the group chat. And I was like, oh, was you trying to hit the, are you trying to hit the game? Because everybody know the Celtics is my squad.
For sure.
I was like, are you trying to hit the game? Because I was going to go to the game instead of Dave East. No response. Then we in the group chat, we going back and forth. And we was talking about something. And Sam hit us with the, oh, On Deck, what are y'all on? Meanwhile, Sam at the Hawks game against my Celtics. I FaceTime Sam, no answer. FaceTime him, leave a message, no answer. This nigga told me today. Nigga, the Hawks game was Saturday. He told me today. Damn, I just seen this. If that ain't a light-skinned nigga for you, man, cuz.
Nah, look, man, I'm washed. I need to be gassed up to hit that Davies.
Hey, look, that was what we needed. We needed that young
energy.
I needed energy,
the charge.
I needed him to be like, meet me here. Hey, we're going to go to the Davies,
up.
And I'll do it. I slick would have went.
I would have pulled up.
But my Celtics lost by one. I had to do say I was cool. I was right in my situation where I was at home. I ain't had to drive. I ain't want to Uber. So I was good. I hit Sam up on the FaceTime. Obviously, this nigga was in the suite. At the Hawks. So shout out TN Air Sam for billionaire lifestyling us this weekend.
Ain't no service in the suites.
Yeah, we appreciate you, bro.
We appreciate you. Shout out to my Pistons too. We got robbed. I'm gonna make this real quick.
Y'all got beat by Butter T.
We got robbed. LeBron James could commit a felony in the middle of the fucking court and they wouldn't call the shit.
It's LeBron.
He could pull the burner out and shoot a nigga at half court and they wouldn't call shit.
It's LeBron. It's LeBron, fuck, dude. What do you want, dude?
We can't beat the big three and the refs. We can't do it, dude.
Man, they've been doing this since Mike, dog. Like, y'all lucky to be here, right? So let's just celebrate the fact that y'all in the playoffs.
Shout out my Pistons.
Get a game and relax, dude. Let's just do that. Moving on from sports, though, we know what y'all here for, man. The hottest stuff in hip hop this week. What stood out to you?
First things first, man, this White House visit, dude. Like, that's big, number one. That was big. Whoa. I think that was a major. A lot of rappers, among Pusha T, J. Cole, Busta Rhymes for some strange reason, Nicki Minaj, a couple of others.
Shit on bus?
I did. Chance the Rapper. Jesus. They visited the White House, man, spoke with Obama in regards to his My Brother's Keepers reform. Will anything come out of this? Big deal, little deal, no deal? I got several questions, but let me know what you thought about it when you saw the headline.
Originally, I was wondering what those particular rappers were doing there to speak on that initiative that he launched a couple years ago. But that was just me hating. I ain't gonna lie.
Fair enough.
But I mean, it's cool because I don't know what the meeting was about. I feel like if it was a meeting about them setting policies in place as far as getting shit done before he get out of office, then it would have been with some higher ups in hip hop, some people that can make some stuff move, more so than artists, not like just visiting schools and trying to motivate kids to read better in the third grade, but more so to the ones that could build and help fund build schools and have businesses like the Sharks. So, like I said, I am mad at the meeting, and once I read more into it, I get it. I guess he's just bouncing ideas off of some young, influential people, and I ain't mad at that at all. So, it was a cool visit for the people that made it there. Are you going to talk about J. Cole's clothes, or you want me to do it?
No, I'm going to talk about it.
Because that's my boy.
I'm going to talk about it in a second. Okay? But
and I want people to know that I'm not biased. But go ahead.
But what the short version of what they talked about, man, was a little bit of the criminal justice reform and also empowering disadvantaged young people across the country. So, like I said, there was a lot of people there. Rick Ross was there. Common was there. Khaled was there. Chance the Rapper. It was a lot of people there. And I think, to me, I'm not sure if anything will come of this, but after when Obama leave the office, you can cancel shit like this, though. You can cancel it. You can clip it. Oh, you want to come to the White House to talk about something? Oh, who are you? You're Pusha T? Okay, just take this number. We'll
you
call
mean
you.
To tell
Don't call me.
Me,
we'll call you.
You mean to tell me that Nene and Hillary Clinton ain't letting rappers in the White House? That ain't gonna happen?
Nah.
I'm shocked.
You can talk to her assistant.
I'm shocked. What the fuck?
Nah, you can talk to her fucking the cleaning lady.
I mean, but okay, I get what you're saying, and it's a great point. It's very valid. What does that mean, though?
I mean, at least they're getting heard.
By the president of the United States.
By the leader of the free world.
Right. By who I hope will continue to have this type of thing happen once he's out of office.
And these ain't the first rappers to visit the office since he's been
in office. Yeah,
you know,
of course,
Wale,
yeah, we know that. We
Kendrick,
know, yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah, of course. We ain't shitting on them. But I just think the thing is him keeping the conversation going. That's what I would like. Like, it ain't the fact that he Barack and he in the White House, what did they rappers and those people that were there are some of the most influential people. What they come up with and how can they keep it going as far as to help us? So, boy,
I agree. I slick wish I could have heard what the fuck they was talking about. I'm interested to hear what they were talking about.
Dope little coverage for On Deck.
Tough. No press, no media, no photos, no nothing was in there. So, we don't even know if it really happened.
Nah, it was just in a drinking.
It's like Wilt 100 point game.
Drinking yak and shit, man.
Not to J. Cole.
Barack rolled up and shit.
I'm hot at J. Cole right now.
All right.
I'm hot at him.
All right. Okay, so.
Hot.
This is almost like a.
What's your purpose, J. Cole?
This is a rough comparison, but listen to me. Hear me out.
All right, fair enough.
This is almost like a Meek Mill type thing.
How?
Like, which one of your homeboys let you walk out of the door with what J. Cole had on? And J. Cole, like, bro, I'm finna go to the White House and be Barack.
Bro, I have no idea.
Like, which one of them ain't like, nah, man, come on.
That's not
bro.
His friends.
Like, throw some jeans on or something.
And J. Cole had some on sweats.
J's. Like, bro, I know your swag and I get your style.
The homeless shit.
But have some respect.
Dog, he had on an oversized t-shirt. The sweat, the joggers.
He had the Kanye fit on.
Some man. Nike blazers and like a fucking Gap hoodie. Like, dude.
He had the Kanye fit on, man.
Put a fucking suit on, nigga.
Nah, like, okay.
You 30.
Like, listen, though.
No.
I ain't even going to go. Like, listen, but he doesn't agree with Barack's, like.
Then don't go.
No. Go for your voice to be heard. That's cool. Like, you can go. Don't pull a Tom Brady and bitch out. You know what I'm saying? Like, go. You invited. You an influential voice in this generation. Go. But, like, go as yourself. But don't just dumb it all the way down like you just got out of bed, though, bro.
Yeah, he like a clown.
Like, don't do us like that.
That's
not like
saying.
It ain't got nothing to do with the respect of the White House. It ain't got nothing to do with the respect of America. It ain't got shit to do with none of that. But just don't do black people like it, man. I don't want to see you in the White House like it, bro. You better than that, man.
Everybody
like,
was clean.
You had a hell of a documentary on the goddamn HBO, man.
He put a
great show on. You had a great album. You know better than to go to the better. White House like it, dog. Don't do no shit.
Everybody
like
was
that,
clean,
man.
And you're right. You don't have to have on an 8-piece
like,
suit.
You
I'm,
have to put
I'm
the suit on. Like,
around.
Listen, because I know J. Cole. I peeped him. Like, we seen the documentary. We know who he is. So, like, nah, you ain't got to put the suit on because we know that's not you. So, you really overreaching. Like, all right, I'm going to go meet this nigga
bummed
put
out.
A suit on who I done rapped about. Okay, I get that. But at least, you know what I'm saying, throw a sweatshirt on and some jeans or something. Throw some cooler J's on,
throw
dude.
A shirt. Throw,
keep
throw some
it
jeans
G.
and a button-up, dude. Like, you ain't got to
nah,
be fucking.
Nah, you ain't got to throw a button-up.
Nah,
I throw an HBCU t-shirt
that's
on
fine.
Or something. You know what
that's
I mean?
Fine
throw me a
too.
Morehouse sweatshirt.
Nah, don't put no t-shirt on. No, wear no fucking t-shirt to White House, bro.
Man, bro, give me a Morehouse sweatshirt.
Look,
give
I
me a Hampton sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying?
That's
give me
fair. That'd be cool.
Something like that. But, like, don't do that, but you did, man. Like, I don't want
to
see you.
That nigga
like
he was going to Publix, man, for milk.
I ain't going to Publix like that. No, you ain't catching me out, like, because I might get arrested. I'm not J. Cole. That they don't know what I'm doing. If I'm in Publix like that and I ain't got my basket yet, dude, they might arrest me, dude.
Pusha T had on, if Pusha C
Pusha
had on
I ain't
a suit.
Never seen Pusha T in a suit.
Never. And
no, suited and booted.
And I'm not looking twice at him like, man, that's not Pusha T. He doesn't wear it. No, like, he dressed for the occasion. Nigga, no. Mama, I'm going to the White House. You get clean, you get fresh, dude. You could call your tailor up. He gonna get you right. Big dog suit or whatever the fuck. Something clean, tailor for the occasion. Don't put on no bullshit, Jake. I'm hot at him. I ain't gonna
shut up. I seen Mom Duke this week. She came out here to see Prince.
She'd have been hot at you if you'd have went to the White House with that shit on.
Bro, I would have never heard the end of that. Oh, my God.
She'd have been so hot at you.
Bro, my grandma would have killed me, dude. Like, my cousins, like, dog. Because I got a family of all women.
Yeah,
so, like, dog, like, it wouldn't have been, like, a day that wouldn't have went by where they would, come on, dog.
Like, really?
Yeah, that's crap. Moving on.
Yeah, moving
it's
on.
Too much time on that. All right, Mike Will. Mike Will has a new rapper.
Yeah.
What's that new rapper's name?
His name is Ears.
Ears.
Two E's.
All right, so let me tell you right now, Ears ain't going to make it.
He just got a deal, though.
Nah, Ears. That's his name.
Yep.
You heard the song?
I have.
Is it Bang?
Nope. Ears got a new deal with Interscope, which is Mike Will's parent label.
Okay.
He signed under Mike Will's Ear Drummers joint. Same shit Ray Shrimmered under. Or Schwimmer. Whatever their name
blah,
is.
Blah, blah.
Exactly. So, to celebrate his new deal, what does Ears do? Ears jumps on the conference table in the middle of Interscope and performs some song. I don't know what it is. Mike Will thinks it's a great idea to film this on his little iPhone 6S and post it on Instagram. Now, of course, the internet went stupid because Bobby Shmurda did this not too long
say,
ago.
I was going to say, do we know where the last rapper that did this is at?
It didn't end well for Bobby Shmurda.
Okay.
Now, are we going to let Ears live because he was excited? Who are you more upset at, Ears for jumping on the table or Mike Will for recording it?
I'm upset. What label let it happen? Like, y'all ain't doing it in my office. Man, get the fuck out, man.
Nigga, get your motherfucking chucks off my table, nigga.
Fuck off my table, nigga.
Nigga, we signed you to a single deal, my nigga, and this ain't the single. We don't want to hear the rest of
you. I promise you won't see me no more after the day. Nigga, you signed this contract, man. Yeah, I ain't even finna fuck with you. Nigga, get off my tiger. Escort them out of here now. And let me see you over here in my office, Mike Will. Bring another nigga like this up in here, man. I ain't got nothing even to do with you, dude.
It looked very awkward. Yeah, shout out to the video. Man. People were sitting around the table.
What is Mike Will doing?
I don't know what Mike Will was thinking.
Mike Will better than that.
Why did he post that?
He better than that.
Why did you film it and post
it? He better than that, ain't
he? He should know better, dude. Mike Will seems like a smart guy. He's done well for himself.
You met him, didn't you?
I have. He's done well for himself. He set up his brand in a certain light, done got with Miley Cyrus, done crossed over a little bit. He done turned himself into a little brand. He's doing well with that. Nigga, you know this ain't good for business, my nigga.
Let me paint the scene, though. Like when it wasn't one white dude sitting there like behind one big bench.
No.
And he performed on another table in front of him. It was like
that was a group of people.
A room full of like 19 to 23 people, executives, black, white, mixed, young, old.
Yeah.
If you work in corporate America, you know how meetings go, especially when a big deal or something about to go down. Like you got the big dogs there, people taking notes and shit. So imagine the nigga standing on the middle of the table with a projector thing at, rapping, dude. What are you doing, man? Get out.
Get off the fucking table, bro.
Come on, man.
And with that being said, congratulations, Ears, on your deal.
It's crap.
If you would like, you have an open invitation on deck to explain why you jumped on the table.
I'd love to talk to Ears.
And Mike Will, you have an open invitation to explain why the fuck you felt the need to record it and post it.
No. I'd rather ask him why he felt like he did that. Why? My rapper, if I'm Mike Will, ain't got to do this. Like,
okay, he was excited though. I don't know how old your Ears is.
No, okay, but to get to the more serious point of it, us as hip hop connoisseurs and what we do here, to get to the more serious point, Mike Will is, like you said, build his brand to a point as to where I'm not a guy that's gonna bring somebody into
Interscope
Records and have him perform on the table. And you know what? The 23 people may have gassed it up and say, hey, yeah, we want to see it. Hey, perform your new song, Ears. Yay, hey, who? Me, Mike Will? Nah, I'm not doing that.
No, we good.
I'm good. Here's the demo. Here's the tape. Here's the video that we finished. That's why I brought him here, because he's a ready, finished product. It's going to pop.
Right.
Now, y'all can take this in, or y'all can sign checks later for bigger amounts when I want more money, when Ears is popping.
Right.
Whether or not I believe at it, anything.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not having him perform on the table for y'all fools. Like, no.
Nah, man.
Like, I'm Mike Will, dude. Like, I got hits. Ain't no way my artist is stepping foot on no fucking table.
Nah, that's stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here's, for the record, though, if y'all heard this song, man, it's called Work Your Muscle. It was on the Creed soundtrack. So if you saw Creed, you heard Work Your Muscle.
Shout out Ears. I heard Creed was hype.
Yeah, I still ain't watched this shit. I'm good on the boxing movies.
They said it was cool, though. It said it's like surprisingly good. Like, you watch them like, damn, that was
I heard it was good, too, but I'm straight.
Yeah, I ain't trying to watch it.
Man, let's take it to another up-and-coming rapper, man, that made a little more noise than Ears. Tory Lanez is out. He took to...
That was a sneaky little shot right there.
Nah, I fuck with Tory Lanez. Yeah. He took to to Twitter to clear some shit up. He is not listed among the names on the XXL freshman class. So his fans were hot. What the fuck? Snub. It's a snub. Nah, Tory Lanez tweeted, said, man, I passed on that XXL cover, man. Don't get it confused. Oh, shit. Okay, my fault, big dog. Smart or dumb move for Tory Lanez to pass on the freshman cover?
It depends.
On?
Did XXL respond?
Not that I'm aware of.
So he not lying.
I mean, they haven't responded yet.
Ain't
I'm
responded,
sure
so
when the list comes
lying.
Out,
you know what I mean?
They'll make their promo.
So he ain't lying.
Yeah, no, let's say I'm not saying he lying, though. I would hope he wouldn't make that
I'm
up.
Asking, I ain't saying he lying. I'm saying, do you believe
it? Yeah, I believe
it. You believe he turned it down?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can see him doing that.
Well, to answer your question, great move. I like, over the last 2 years, like.
Maybe two or three on the low.
Give me somebody. Trev.
Yeah.
Continue to go on. I mean, and that's if we gonna give him the benefit of the doubt of like being successful.
Action Bronson. Now, hold on.
He got a TV show on Viceland.
That's something.
Nah, but we talking about like
stars.
We talking about you had a class with. Correct me where I'm wrong. Where you great at? J. Cole.
Yeah.
Boosie.
Yeah.
Like YG.
Young Dro.
Young Dro. Nipsey.
Yeah. Stars Wiz.
Wiz. Don Tripp.
Crit. Yeah.
These are stars.
They done started. No, these Tripp's not a star, but it's okay. Go ahead. Okay. We fuck with Don Tripp. Don't get it twisted.
That's my nigga. I fuck with.
Talented.
I give you that.
Possible star.
I give you that one.
All right, go ahead.
But what I'm saying is these people are stars. I can't name anybody off the last 2 years list, I don't think. like was Action Bronson on the last year? Other than whoever I just named.
Action and Trev.
Yeah, I named Trev. Trev, I think, was in there the last 2 years. And Action may have been, I don't know, any. I can't remember. With Tink? Was she on
Tink
there last
was
year?
On there. She's not a star, but she was on
there. I
don't
listen to her. I don't even listen to Tink.
Nobody does. No okay. shots to Tink, though.
I think Angela Yee,
though. Oh, my God.
And for Charlamagne, he loved him.
Now, hold on. Fetty Wap was on 2015.
Mm.
That's one. And Dej Loaf, that's two. They were two for 10.
They ain't even in the boat with the people that we named, though.
Fetty Wap, you could argue. But I'm with you, though.
You of the belief that Fetty Wap's going to be talented and going to have other stuff?
I think he got a nice little machine behind him, and he's done it more than one time.
Just like Young Thug.
Exactly. Anytime somebody gives you 2, 3, 4 hits, like you, it's time to believe, okay, they're not a one-hit wonder no more. Whether you like the songs or not, I'm not saying I like the shit, but I got to give props where props is due.
I mean, but
Lightning strikes 4 or 5 times.
The classification of a hit has changed. A trendy song that 4-year-olds know is a hit now.
I mean, I'm speaking like
what we doing?
Billboard charts and singles and stuff like that.
Because the 4-year-old loves to hear it. And we're going to play it over and over, and people get paid for streaming. That's how they do the music now.
This is true.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll get into that later.
The freshman class isn't what it used to be. That's the bottom line. So I can understand Tory Lanez turning it down. I can too. I'm not mad at that.
I got a question for you. How you revamp it? Is there a way?
This is like the dunk contest. You need to get stars in there. And I get it. Like, I don't know if you got to pay these niggas or what, but you need star power.
You know what you need?
You need star power. Back in 2010, 2011, nigga, they had, just like you said, they had stars on there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, like, all these people blew the fuck up, dude. Like, I don't know. Last year, who the fuck is Goldie? Well, like, Goldie or what the fuck? Yeah. Who is that?
See, I think what you got to do, they're trying to cover too much.
Kid ain't no star. Gold Link ain't no star. They're
trying to cover too much ground with the old, like you said, Kid and Ghostman.
They are.
What you need to reformat it and do, XXL, I'll send you my banking information. It's off, if it's off seas. One, they need a rookie of the year. Okay. That's what need to happen. You create your final four, whatever formula need to happen. They do it with the songs, and they do the rookie of the year. Like, from now on until you can get 13 good rappers, now we're doing XXL rapper rookie of the year. Like, that at least generates a little more buzz, unless he just completely falls on his face that next year. Because now you got the XXL rookie of the year, your feature price go up.
Right.
You come up with a banging song with somebody who got a Cola feature too, a former XXL, one of the stars. You know what I'm saying? And you create your buzz off being the rookie of the year, not one of the freshman class members.
To be fair, 2014 had Kevin Gates and Ty Dolla $ign. And Rich Homie. So they tried to flip it up, adding an R&B person, because they had August Alsina and Ty Dolla $ign. That's how they tried to revamp it just a little bit.
Ty Dolla $ign a rapper.
Ty Dolla $ign is just an artist out here.
Right.
But they tried. Their batting averages were way better early on.
When was
2
that?
For 10.
When was that? When was that?
That was 2014.
That was last year.
Year before last.
Last year, nobody, right? Kid, all those people. Yeah, so in 2 years, it's been 3 people.
Maybe 4.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
that's what I'm saying. You can't go 2 for 10. Yet,
let's go a rookie of the year.
Or clip it. Should this be the last year? We got to see the list before
Nah, you can't just clip it, though. That, like, they have to do something with it. Like, it's a magazine. It's probably damn near going to go out of business. they need to do something with it.
Hey, man, let's get to this T.I. shit, man. I thought this was interesting. You want to talk about the T.I.?
Yeah, I do.
A family whose 12-year-old son was killed in a drive-by. His nickname was Tip, so he was obviously a big T.I. fan. The family says that they reached out to T.I.'s people and tried to have him come to the funeral. They were told that they were given a ticket of $40,000. And T.I. said, yeah, I'll come through for $40,000. Now, T.I. has since cleared this up and said that he has not gotten such a request and he wouldn't dare charge people $40,000 just to come. He said, I have paid for funerals. Why would I fucking charge somebody? Don't believe everything you hear. Now, here's my question, though. Let's just stick with the original. They called and asked, and he said $40,000. Would you have been hot at him if he actually told him $40,000 or charged him for a walk to come to the funeral?
Is that fair or foul? It's definitely foul. I couldn't even see myself even believing that that would even happen. Like you said, several news people reported it.
Right.
T.I., I've never seen him examine any type of behavior that in which that would be true, right? So right. You and I both know dealing in the world, so we give you all the booking prices, which we haven't in a while, but we'll get back to that.
For sure.
There's not one, unless you in the business, resource that you can go to where you can reach out and be like, hey, I want T.I. to come to my party.
Right.
I want T.I. to come to my club. Or I want to book him for a concert. It's not just one person that you go to. It's several agencies that you go through.
Right.
You got to make sure everything is legit. Right?
Yep.
That being said, man, 2016, there's plenty of scams out there of people saying, oh, yeah, I'm the manager. This is how I get it cracking. But for me to get it cracking, I need this.
Yep.
Like, and I feel like that's what happened to her.
They called the wrong
person. Right, you just called the wrong person. And that's...
Probably got a nigga on Instagram, but for
you to go report it and like try to shit on T.I. and guilt. Now you trying to guilt trip him to the funeral?
Yeah.
Like so what are you doing? Somebody you know just died and you worried about T.I. coming to the funeral?
Yeah, that's
like, man, come on, man.
It make it look like your priority.
Yeah, like where are your priority? Like your son? There was a son.
Yeah,
it was your son. But you more worried about T.I. coming to the funeral. And you more worried about him saying no. Like, right. What is that saying about you?
But I don't know. Here's my question. Like, why are they asking him to come to the funeral? Yeah. Like, if you're T.I., I feel like you put T.I. in a position where he petty if he say no. If he go, it's hella awkward. Nah. It's fine. Like, I don't know this person.
I'm going to go and keep it G, which if I'm T.I., y'all weird, man. I can't come. I promise you I'll send you something.
A care package.
Like, if he was that big of a fan, like you said he was, and you're just trying to get over, and you got to thank T.I., I get this every day.
Right.
He don't even know you. He get this from family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That he turned down.
Yeah, he get this from people who he think they friends of his. 40,000 here, 10 here, like 15 there. Like, he get this every day because people think he, but people know he got money.
Right.
It's like when they walk in the room, a bitch with big titties, she know what you looking at when you walk in the room. So right. You a millionaire. People know what you are when you walk in the room, and you know what they want. Your money.
Right.
Like, come on. Look,
T.I. did, like I said, he went to Instagram and said, look, man, don't believe the hype. Don't believe every Tom, Dick, and Harry that say they got connections. They're probably lying. They're probably trying to scam you out your bread. But I don't know why you would be concerned about getting T.I. That's just strange to me. Well, actually, what's strange is a 12-year-old was T.I.'s biggest fan. I think that's strange in itself. That's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie.
That's how you...
Because I didn't know T.I. was reaching the... I guess that's his whole thing behind linking up with Young Thug. Maybe it's working. I don't know. I didn't know that. But I just thought that shit was strange as fuck. But that's fucked up by the little boy, though. Real quick, man, before we get to the music break, Trick Daddy.
What T.I. should have did was pay for his funeral and not even reposted or nothing on the Instagram. And she isn't seen how big of a person she was and seen if she went on there and apologized.
Yeah,
I'd have paid for her whole funeral, everything.
Man, then everybody going to be hitting you up.
I wouldn't have responded. I wouldn't have said nothing ever about it. Even if she came on there and said thank you or anything, I would have never responded.
You know how many requests he would have got for shit to be paid for after that?
Nah, it don't matter. Nah, don't nobody know if I did it or not. They still going off her word.
It'll come out.
I mean, I ain't denying. I'm not confirming or denying.
Man, Trick Daddy, man, they saying he going to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami. This is a good look for Trick.
Yes.
Or is it a
you gotta finish. Yes,
I don't believe that.
That's funny TV. Also, man, if they add Noriega and Fat Joe, I'm all in. I don't even watch this stuff. I hate it. It's crap. But if I can get Noriega and Fat Joe on there with their wives, man, with Trick Daddy, let's go. And Gun, if Gunplay, if they can get Gunplay, I'm locked in.
Nah, okay, now that's a look, then. That's
Gun,
a look.
If you can give me Gunplay,
don't Trina in there for good looks, though. Just go ahead and mix that up in there.
Just
to break it even,
she'll
though.
She'll be more like a Miami housewife, though. She ain't even. If she got a dude down there, she mess with Udonis Haslam. She mess with. What's it like? Do Chalmers still play for the Heat? Is that who she mess with?
Too. She fucking around mess with Amari Stoudemire or somebody like that.
Right, okay. Now that may be more interesting. Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. If
you give me Trina, Amari Stoudemire,
for sure.
Gunplay, and whoever. Fat Joe, his wife.
Nori
his wife.
And Trick and his 10 gal.
Watch this, and I'm there. I'm watching it. I gotta see that.
See, Trick made for TV.
Yes.
Gunplay's
made for TV all day.
Noriega's
made for TV since 2000. Noriega been doing this for 15 years. If y'all ain't checked out the Drink Champs podcast, man, check that out.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're not finna gas it up like he ain't had two studs in a row. Don't do that. It's too soon.
This is what happened when you crown shit too early. Wait though. You can't decrown it though. Because if it was
been
not
crowned in the first,
had
place.
It not been for Capone in this last one, it would have been a cool one.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Capone talked too much, and Norrie was hot. but that was like he said, "You my nigga though. You my nigga. What I supposed to do?" Like, it was so funny. Like, if y'all ain't heard it, y'all have no idea what we talking about.
He need
y'all
a bounce back episode, podcasts, man.
But y'all, he do got to have a bounce back episode. I want to hear Fab on there.
Don't do three in a row.
I want to hear Fab.
You do three in a row, Nori, I'm out.
What if he get Fab drunk on there? Those stories right there?
That'll be hard.
Who you looking for?
Fab will be cold.
That's cold? That's who you want?
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Fab or Trick?
Ooh, now I need Trick on there.
If I can get Trick on there drunk, it's over.
If you blow that Trick interview, it's over, dude.
Then I'm hot at him.
Then we out of there.
Boy, that Ross talk on there about Trick when he on there drunk, boy, hey, listen to me.
That's going
to
be money.
I'm ready for that.
Hold on, last thing, man. Another Miami resident, Birdman. He's announced he has a new album. Yes. He has a new album called Miss Gladys coming out in June. He got a new Rich Gang album, Lifestyle Part 2, coming out in July. Okay. Is this the move for Birdman? Is it time for him to step back into the spotlight?
What else would he do?
You the one said he's still out here. I told you he was cooked. I said when Wayne left, he was done.
But look, though, we have to talk about the Miss Gladys album. It's going to have every feature.
It's going to be a compilation.
Khaled going to be on there. Khaled the poppin'est nigga in the world right now.
Right.
Like,
who else he gonna have though?
Who else you want him on?
I don't want the album.
Drake's gonna be on there.
Wayne
gonna be on there.
Nicki gonna be on there.
Yes,
I don't believe that.
This is just like Young Money 5, dude. Whatever it is, dude. Like Miss Gladys, this is a dedication to Miss Gladys. Birdman finna get him a hell of a ghostwriter down in Miami. He didn't chill, relax. He trying to work off to pay Wayne. He hoping. Man, if he can get a good Khaled single off this and go like a good number.
He need it.
Give Wayne Wayne won't fit there. If he can give him 21.
Nah.
He can give him 21.
21
he
get, first if, week? What you mean?
Nah. Listen, if he can do the album.
Okay.
Get the hit. Go hard with whatever Drake, whoever he got. Wayne won't fit the $6 million in the lawsuit.
If he
can slide him a 21 off his Miss Gladys album, 21 million.
If Birdman makes Wayne 21 cool, million off this Miss Gladys, rapping.
Not just off the Miss Gladys
shows
album,
and all that.
Yeah, you know, just the what he can afford to add to what he already got to be like, all right, I ain't hurting to give Wayne 21 million as opposed to, I ain't giving this nigga nothing.
This what Birdman should have done.
What?
He should have took that call for Love and Hip Hop Miami. Birdman would have shook it. He'd have been on that stunt so heavy because he know he don't need it. He'd have been the first nigga with money on
it. But they can't pay him, though.
He would have done it for free. Just to show off his shit, too. Y'all come to my crib, you heard me.
It wouldn't even been the storyline.
He would have shook it.
There wouldn't even been a storyline with him, dude.
He wouldn't have had no story.
Been like his cars and like them on boats and shit.
He wouldn't have like, had no storyline. Story,
like all it would have been every time with him drinking, it's like you dig, like rubbing his hands together and shit, dude.
Pigeons no flying story. Out from behind.
Like, yeah, like just
shit.
From nowhere, dude. Where the pigeons come from, bird, man? You dig?
Like Miss Gladys hustling in front of Miss Gladys. You dig?
Manny just pop up. Hey, where Manny come from? I mean, you know how it go down. We still tight, you dig? Like, we don't get no story about Manny. Manny Fresh just walked by, bro. We thought y'all wasn't even cool no more. Like, but all we talking about is his bros with no
and this
roof.
Motherfucking Bugatti, dude.
God damn,
he would've shook Love and Hip Hop.
Nah, he would've told the doze down.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Now, music break, man, before we get to this big dog topic, where are they now? Rough Riders edition.
Yep.
So, we got two Jack beats this week. We've never done this.
Interesting.
New.
Interesting.
Waka Flocka.
What?
Jacked.
Waka Flocka's in rap?
Yes. Wow. He jacked Kanye West, Real Friends. Big Crit jacked Kanye 30 Hours. We heard both of these and felt that we needed to play them for two different reasons. Which one do we want to play first? Waka Flocka, Real Friends, Big Crit, 30 Hours.
Let's go Waka.
There it is, Waka Flocka.
I wish Dunn could be next to me, standing on these stages. Chapter of my life, let me turn a couple of pages. You know, squad. That's a real friend. I wish my niggas stopped thugging, cause we got children. They say that I'm bugging, but I'ma keep it real, man. I'm awake and I see this world we build in. And what a mistake. This place that I'm in, I can't be fake. Keep it real with my fans. I ain't fly as a plane, I am free as a bird. And I'm the type of nigga known for keeping his word, you heard? That's just real, man. I still hide my money in the ceiling.
You know?
I guess I still got that feeling.
You know?
Oh, the thrill for drug dealing. I spent so much money helping other people out. So I got out that fast lane, I'd rather take the scenic route. My niggas would shoot it out, so it probably even out. But speak about these motherfuckers that would leave a G without. Trying to see what she about. Leaving the club, she naked before she even see the house. Leave her sleeping on the couch. I just wanna ass fat. She just wanna Snapchat. Our friends wanna stab back, and that's a sad fact. I don't want my cash back. I'ma get the last laugh, cause when you play a real nigga, you never get past that.
Facts.
Oh, Flocka doing EDM, and I heard he vegan now. He always on tour, him and who can never be around. Always talking business and investments and shit. He don't wanna hit the club and go flex on the bitch. See, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Gucci is and who I'm still cool with. I'm still a so icy boy to the tip of me. Mama had the recipe directing me. She the one who taught me. Never let them get the best of me, but I'm the one who got it out the mud and invested me. These pussies can't fuck with me. I took 808s across the globe and said, wait for all my clones, Waka is a rolling stone. Where I lay my hat, my home. I might not be the best rapper alive, but I've grown as a man and I owe it all to God and all my real friends.
That's real. How shit. Many of us real spit.
That's how real many
did Waka do that justice?
You know what, man? Waka Flocka and step this rap game up all the way up. Like, he be ripping it. He ripped
yeah, he
that
did.
Song.
He did.
I liked it. If I could get an album full of Waka like that with beats similar to that,
you'll take that over the hyped up Hard in the Paint shit?
The Hard in the Paint shit had its place.
For sure.
That established him. I feel like his fan base has grown to a place where they would appreciate this.
Some bars.
Tough.
Now, he sounded much better than original. I'm sure that's the first time a lot of people have heard Waka since Hard in the Paint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's been doing that EDM shit. Eating, don't get it twisted.
Oh no, he's been
on his age.
Him and DJ Who Kid have been touring on that like college
he
EDM shit.
Song,
eating.
Yeah. Mosh pitting it up.
All
shaking
that.
Shaking it.
So don't get it twisted. He been out here, but every once in a while he'll throw a tape. I think he had a mixtape series called like I Can't Rap or something like that, but like he was actually like
riffing.
He was actually spitting. I'm gonna say that with air quotes.
You're the only person who heard that.
Yeah, I'm deep out here in these streets.
No, you just the only person heard it.
We are back on Deck TV, man. Look, big dog episode, Where Are They Now? We haven't done a Where Are They Now in a stretch.
We haven't, man. We touched on No Limit. We touched on Cash Money. So we
touched on Bad Boy.
Bad Boy, did we? So did.
Yeah, we ain't done Cash Money yet. It's coming. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Cash Money coming.
Yeah, we got that
coming. Doom, doom, doom.
In the meantime, in between time.
We going to the East Coast.
Yeah, man.
Rough Riders.
Ride or Die. Now, everybody know Rough Riders.
Was it Swiss Beats all the time after that? Rough Riders.
Pretty much.
Swiss Beats, all right.
Rough Riders, man. Big Dog record label, late 90s, coming out of the East Coast.
If you don't know who Rough Riders is, first of all, go shoot yourself. No, we take suicide very serious here on Deck TV. Don't do that.
No, don't shoot really. Yourself.
Rough Riders, man, from 98?
98. That's when DMX's first album came out. What was they run? Oh, their last album was Jada 2009. That was his third album.
Their run was way before then. Clarify that right now.
They glory days were over. Their main run was 98 to 01.
Okay.
That run right there was stupid.
And that run is what we talking about when niggas had the Rough Rider jackets. And I ain't talking about the motorcycle gangs you see now with the old guys.
Right.
No disrespecting them. Shout out to y'all.
For sure.
I'm talking about like Rough Rider shirts.
Yeah.
Like
Double R.
Rough Riders was real.
The movement was legit.
Yeah, I'm saying the scooters, the four wheelers and stuff, motherfuckers. Like, that was real.
Dog.
That being said, DMX came out with what first?
Flesh of My. It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
And then Flesh of
that
My.
That was 98.
Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, same year.
Same year.
Both platinum first artists to do that.
He kicked the dough down, like, nigga, Dusty Tim's, baggy jeans, no shirt. Only me and my dog. Like, I don't fuck with nobody else. Like, he changed the game. We all know that.
What a gamble by DNY, the owners of Rough Riders, to take a chance on a DMX, though.
That was huge, because Shiny Suits was popping back then.
And it paid off.
Huge dividends. DMX was
temporarily.
For a minute.
No,
they ate off DMX for a minute, because he did movies and everything.
But the thinking is, finding DMX, they should have been able to keep that popping, right? Like, how they miss New York talent? If
they had New York talent.
No. If I went hard from 98 to 2000, like you said, they had New York talent, then, like, why couldn't I get 50 or, like
yeah.
How did I miss, how I missed them people? You know what I'm saying?
True.
What happened to? That's what I wanted. It was just a little pondering question I had.
Man, so, just kick it off. 98, that was the only two albums that they dropped. Okay, considered by many to be classics.
You?
By many to be classics. 99, though, they introduced you to EVE, her first album, and they dropped the Rough Rider compilation, and they dropped X's third album.
Oh, God.
And then there was X.
That was in a year?
That was in 1 year.
God, jeez.
So, E, first of all, I'm a fan of E's first album. I don't fuck with nothing else after that, but E's first album was piff.
You bought that last one.
Eve's first album went hard, and Eve was tough as a female rapper. She don't get a lot of credit though,
cause she didn't do it long enough. But Eve could rap because Eve she did hold her own with those, like, she wasn't in no crew with no, like,
no slouches.
Yeah, like you had to bring it, and she used to be on songs with them niggas bringing it. So like her first album, I was listening to it the other day, ironically, because it's on my iTunes. The little suggested for you page. If you don't have iTunes Music, man, you need that. Get random shit to listen to, like, you wouldn't just listen to. Oh, yeah, but look.
Eve album was solid.
Eve album was solid. My favorite, though, I had a low key little underdog favorite.
What's that?
That Dragon H2O.
And that came on 2000.
It did, whenever, but that was bang.
Yeah, of course.
That was my shit. He had a little story on there, a little, like, he told.
Yeah.
Should have been on our last episode. Hey, he was killing that.
That was the Dragon dropped the opposite of H2O. Nigga, Dragon fire. Had like a weird, like, Silk the Shocker kind of.
Yeah, like, kind of offbeat ish, but ripping.
Speech
it,
impediment, like, kind of.
Yeah.
But he could rap,
but
though.
He could rap his ass off, though.
And he again held it down. 2000 was another big year because they dropped the Lox album.
Mm.
That We Are the Streets.
That was banging.
Listen, it's so many quotables on that album.
That's banging. But so look, the question I guess we have to ask here is, how could you, like, you talking about 3 years?
Yeah, those 3 years were stupid.
That's retarded.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That's probably the shortest run of anybody that we would cover in one of these. Why? Do you think?
I don't know about that, though. That's to be determined.
No, that ain't.
Dipset run might have been shorter.
That's impossible.
Your run at the top was short like Leprechaun's.
Dipset run started when Come Home when we came out.
Okay.
It didn't end until at least Ballin'. or after.
Nah.
Dipset was over by balling.
Yeah.
That's for another episode.
Yeah, it's for another episode.
I ain't even get into that with you. Yeah, dude.
But look, runs come and go. That's life,
but
dude.
I'm saying, is this may be the shortest, most talented one. X, Lox, like
Swiss.
Eve, Swiss Beats?
Yeah. Swiss, like, Tuck.
This was retarded. So what do you think? You say you don't know.
I know what it was.
What?
It was DMX was their headlining act, and when he began to falter, the rest of the when the head hit the head and the body's gonna fall, dude. You only as strong as your headliner, because you can't make Jada into a star.
DMX is like having Dennis Rodman as your go to guy.
Exactly.
Can't depend on
you. It's only a matter of time.
He good, and he cold at what he do. But it's Dennis Rodman. It's
only a matter of time, dude. He a head case.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And X has 6 albums. A lot of people say he fell off around the Great Depression. That was his 4th.
No, he fell off around after. Then there was X.
No, that was fire.
Stop trying to add that last Great Depression. You always try to add that Great Depression in there, like people listen to that.
Solid.
You listen to that.
It was solid.
And then there was X. That was it. That was it. At done.
And I'm going to tell you what else hurt. There was no Lox album. There was no second Lox album. That hurt them. People wanted a fucking Lox album.
Where were the
again.
Sheik and Luch solos?
You mean Sheik and Styles P? They went independent on their solo tilt.
Sheik and Styles P. What? They went independent.
They went the independent route.
Okay.
For one reason or another, they did not do the solo deals with Rough Rider. They only had Jada. So, I mean, but that makes sense. Jada's the most marketable one out of the three.
I mean, but if I'm Rough Riders, I need all three of them albums. I ain't gonna lie.
No, we need the group album. Just give me We Are the Streets and then be like, oh, that's it. Don't do that.
Do you think would they be wise to drop that on Rough Riders now?
There is no Rough Riders now.
Okay.
It disbanded in 2010.
To Rough Riders Indie, which is an independent label. Would they be wise to drop it independently?
No. If Jada can call up his people at Def Jam so they can get some type of budget for it.
I mean, they ain't finna get no single and do no big shit for it. Why not drop it independent? They can do some currency shit.
I need some production, though.
They can do some currency shit.
I need some production shit.
Swiss still in the house.
Swiss is at fucking flying helicopters around the globe, nigga. Oh. Like, he not even...
Look, listen.
He got his son making beats now.
I just want to say, listen, look, clearly, just send a babysitter. If you can provide a babysitter, I'll send my son. His son will make the beats for the Lox album.
I damn sure don't want to hear that. Nigga son like 4. I don't want to hear that.
He 5 and he working on his second beat.
No, listen, now, what I thought was interesting, man, in doing research about Rough Riders was that all of their artists, X, Lox, Eve, Dragon, they all had record labels. They all had their own situations. DMX had Bloodline.
Right.
The Lox had D-Block. Dragon had Hood Entertainment. Eve had Throw the Rib. What the fuck is that? Swiss had Full Surface. They all had their own situations, but none of them took off, with the exception of Swiss.
None of them took off, but it goes to say...
Swiss took off, though. Because he had Cassidy.
He's married to Alicia Keys.
But even before
You're
then...
You're cheating.
He's a producer. That's how he cheated.
Yeah, right.
But look, though,
with that being said, and to what you say, and to listening and quote D, I don't know if it was D or Y that was on the Combat Jack show, but what he said was this: we ran our business, the Rough Riders. What we did was we made sure that everybody in house knew how to do what we needed done outsourced. Therefore, if I needed a lawyer, then I'm sending my son to law school who don't rap, who don't A&R, and he's going to learn how to be a lawyer.
It's real.
And he's going to learn up under the lawyer the best that I'm using. If I need an accountant, I'm sending my son, my daughter, my cousin, my niece, whoever, to be an accountant. And they learn. He said that was the Rough Rider way. Therefore, everybody in the house is really in-house. And if they need to go do it for somebody else, they can do it for somebody else. I feel like that was one of the most brilliant things that he said. And I feel like that was one of the reasons why all of them had record labels, because he talked to them and he told them, look, this is how the game go. Now, they may not have been successful or been as diligent at it as he is,
right,
with all the different things, but he was a very militant dude as far as what I was hearing. And like, he was raised in a real strict household. His dad taught him the same things, and that's how he came up with Rough Riders or whatnot. I think his dad ran numbers or something of that nature. But with that being said, that goes a lot to say about the people that own it and they run.
Absolutely. And I ain't gonna say, okay, so the Locks had D-Block. They had Jay Hood at one time. Remember him?
No.
Jay Hood used to spit.
Didn't he?
But again, he was on just people? One of them. He was just one of them, like, he had bars. Like, you're not finna market him, and you're not finna, like, he not finna come out with no hit or nothing.
Right.
But, and then forgotten Rough Rider member. Do you remember Jen? From Freestyle Friday on BET 106
and 4. I definitely remember Jen. He was signed to Rough Rider. Did he have an album?
He dropped one album.
Wow.
It was complete and utter garbage.
Only you heard it.
Only I heard it.
You and his mom.
That was in 2004 when they dropped the album.
When did you listen to that?
I listened to that about 2 months ago. Out the blue, he was on a podcast.
Where did you find it at?
Apple Music.
That's amazing.
He was on a Waste of Time podcast, which is dope. And I was like, damn, I never listened to this nigga album. Let me hear it. It was as trash as expected. That's when they was trying to go for the gimmick shit. Let's sign the dude that's been on Freestyle Friday for 800 weeks. When has that ever worked?
I like the violent complaint against Apple Music for that gin being on in that Big Time. I was like,
yeah, that's disrespectful to the culture.
Fucking retarded. Or that Fiend.
Why is gin on Apple Music but fucking big, but Down South Hustlers
Fiend,
isn't?
Down South Hustlers.
I need answers.
God, that's disgusting, actually.
What if, okay, if there was a Rough Rider reunion tour right now?
I'm not going.
DMX, Lox, Eve, Dragon, Swiss, would it be
going,
hard?
No.
What if it's a one night only type thing in New York?
I'm not going.
But it
there's no, like.
So it would be whack?
DMX probably not even gonna come.
Either he'll be late as fuck.
Yeah, like, you know DMX not coming.
He'd be late as a motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to that. That nigga ain't coming out to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Is it strange that Jada is the only nigga relevant?
Is he?
Yeah, Jada relevant.
Eve? In her own little world, she ain't relevant?
No.
She married to a billionaire, right?
That's what I'm saying. Look, Eve's story is short.
I just want to make sure that she's married to a billionaire,
Eve's
right?
Eve's story is short.
She's married to a billionaire, right?
She rapped.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
She got on with a billionaire and moved to England, the end. That's it.
That's shaking it.
I'm not mad at that, but she's not relevant. She is in Barbershop 3, for those checking for that. I didn't get to watch it.
She should be on the female Mount Rushmore rap. For getting on.
With or without marrying the billionaire.
Without the billionaire. She don't even, like, we ain't even getting no stone together.
No, hold on. For the female rap Mount Rushmore. Eve not on there.
Eve on there. Okay. With the billionaire.
Okay. Lil' Kim.
And Foxy Brown.
Eve wrote her own shit, though.
I don't care.
She's
married to
told.
A billionaire. And Mike Tyson told her he wanted to fuck the shit out of her at 17.
That shit was funny.
If y'all seen Breakfast Club, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Eve was on there talking about the time Mike Tyson was like, I'm fucking
shit out
of you.
What do you do in that situation? Like,
you
what
keep it moving. You keep it moving like you ain't here. Back then? Nigga, that was Iron Mike.
What if we got a female producer on the podcast?
And Mike Tyson say that today?
And she like a 9.5.
Okay.
And we out in Miami Revolt.
Okay.
Yo, Mike Tyson say that today. We out on
we can take Mike
we
Tyson
on college today. Now. Well, who is we?
How deep are we though?
It's me, you, and her.
We can take Mike Tyson today though.
You try Mike Tyson today?
Today?
Yes.
He gotta have like fucking
nigga,
arthritis and
never
shit.
Never forget that knockout shit, nigga. You can distract him. If I try to shoot him. I ain't fighting Mike Tyson, nigga. Nigga, you feel one of them blows from Mike? Yeah, nigga, man, hell no. Replacement teeth too high.
Oh, shit.
I ain't lie to you. Shit.
Man, look, man. First of all, the one night only Rough Rider show will be hot at you.
I wouldn't go to that.
But I need to be guaranteed that TMX is going to show
yeah,
up.
Like, yeah, like
if you can guarantee, or I get my money back.
The only way
they
guarantee is the hologram. Back to the hologram conversation. You got to do the DMX hologram, dude. Shout out to somebody in the rap chat. I can't remember my boy name, man. We go back and forth every week, man. Shout out to him talking about the Pimp C hologram. Much needed.
Is it much needed?
Well, we said who gonna pay for it. I said Jay Prince, and then end of discussion. Anybody got any questions? Y'all direct them to Jay Prince. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm just a messenger.
For those checking, man, Dragon is still making music. He was working on a single last year.
That's not possible.
He was in movies too. Don't get it twisted.
Before we get out of here,
he was in Cradle to the Grave.
Because I got one more quick here we got to hit on.
He could act.
For our boy Sam G, before we wrap up, before we go to the next song.
Okay.
You said the Dragon just stopped or did or is in the process of making a mixtape.
He had a single last year.
Where?
On the internet.
Like, do you...
He was trying to work on an album.
What do you do in between time, though? How you pay rent? Do you know?
That's a good-ass question. How does Dragon pay rent?
Can people tell us? Like, maybe... What do somebody like Dragon or...
He's only released two albums his whole life. He released the second one after Rough
Riders. Them checks ain't really just that fat that's coming in there. Money, I'm not assuming.
Maybe he just... planned his financials out really, really well.
With that being said, man, we're going to go to the next song. What are we going with this?
Shout out Rough Riders, though, man. Rest in peace, Rough Riders, 1998 to 2001.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to call it.
Y'all had a hell of a run.
Hell of a run. This is Big Crit on that 30 Hours beat.
Oh.
He called it $30, man. Y'all check this out.
Nice.
I bought a bag of hot fries, hot dog, and a drink. I put the rest off in the tank. I owe you $30. I had to pay you that. What kind of friend would I be if I ain't pay you back? I bought a 40 in a magazine of all the cars, hoes, clothes that I never seen. I owe you $30. I had to pay you that. Yeah. What kind of friend would I be if I ain't pay you back? Multi sweats with the multi teeth. Before I had the multi clothes, you could multi me. Multi-million dollar dreams, roll the dirt. Colt 45 still reserve, irking jerk. Cop a fifth for the 599. Little Caesars hot and ready, that's gonna hold us down. I had a scheme to get rich and I'ma show you how. I can't pay no bills, I know shit is real, but thank you for the couch and that chick that came through. I thought I loved her. I'm glad you saw my text and shot a young player rubbers. Wintertime cold, bought a young player covers. Eviction notice on the door, I'm sorry for the trouble. I ain't have no job, but the beats were the thing to our soul. And that bass filled a space when the heater was broke. And all those hamburger helper meals that sat on the stove. Almost made a nigga sick cause the mixture was old. It's funny how that funny style shit never changes. Humbling. Niggas ain't come up how we came up. So now the steak, medium plus, medium well. Way too tough, worst cut. It ain't medium much. Plate 400 degrees hot, boy to the touch. Sweet potato, casserole, nigga, fuck with the crust. I'ma shoot the shot if need be, I live for the clutch. Stop sipping, drinking, had us on lean like a crutch. And nowadays, it's a stand-up game. No sitting room in my vault, I got stand-up change. Wine tasting, nipper vegan, talking stocks in the villa route. The only time I tell a chick to taste it and spit it out. Long way from the boxes of wine. Roasting Louis 13 on the candle for shine. Copping shit, they had never stocked. Shoes, they had never dropped. My music got way too much bounce, it'll never flop. There's some lames in a bubble, they'll never pop. Puppets on the string, shucking jive, call them Fraggle Rocks. But we cut from a different cloth. Moab ain't safari, my nigga, that's a different cost. See the smoke, garlic, aioli, that's a different sauce. Invisible set with the grill, that's a different floss. Making toast for the blessings, I'm a different boss. Losing friends over bread, that's a different loss. So just in case I never told you before, let me pay back what I owe. So just in case I never told you before, let me pay back what I owe. I bought a bag of hot fries, hot dog, and a drink.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is called Ripping It.
Man, I wish that Crit would always come around and just drop shit.
Yeah, it's a different
whole
Crit.
Albums, man. Where is it Crit at, man?
That's like Hometown Hero.
My God.
I got us all fucked up.
Damn.
That's that Crit right there. Shout out to J-Hove. He put me on this song. He said, man, this the Crit I can listen to. He said he can't do that coming down.
Coming down
on the slab. He said he can't do that Crit right there. But he can do this right here, though.
I can do this. That's it.
This ain't going to keep them registers ringing. You got to come down on the slab.
But.
Got to have something to perform.
We can't have more of this, though.
You can't perform this.
But we got to have more of it because that's who he is.
He was spitting, though.
He was.
That Hamburger Helper shit touched home. You hear me? That little Caesar shit touched home.
It needed to.
Shit.
It needed to. I'm glad he was disgusted at that shit like I was.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, man, question of the week.
Yes.
Young Thug, we've mentioned him a few times in this episode.
Oh, we have.
And we had a very interesting conversation with the homie Sam G, who's been mentioned 8,000 times. Okay, we done plugged you up heavy in here. Pause.
He paid for the promotion.
He okay, cool. That's right. Mm-hmm. Check clear.
Wire that over. and Darnell P too in the rap chat. Shout out to him.
Most definitely, man. Young Thug, man. It's a simple question. Us being a little bit elder statesmen in this hip hop game.
Not old.
Not old. Just elder. Do we give Young Thug the credit that he deserves?
You say what?
I say no.
You say no. Which is...
We don't.
Mind-boggling to me.
Because I can't get into the music.
No, but no, no. It's not because...
His impact is undeniable.
The machine behind his impact is undeniable.
He doesn't really have that big of a machine, though.
He has Lior Cohen, who's... like made some of the biggest stars in rap. If y'all don't know who that is, look it up. Within the last 20 years, without that, you heard it yourself in an interview how socially awkward he is. He doesn't like to really talk to fans.
Right.
Like he want to keep it real. Like it's just a fad. It's a fad, dude. It's cool right now. He can't, like, I ain't knocking him or nothing like that. Well, he made good songs, I will say that.
But it's not a fad.
He can't rap. There's no sustainability in what he's doing. 1,000 other people are doing it. And once that play out, somebody else gonna come and wipe that out. Then somebody like Leo gonna sign him. Like it's like,
you wanna know the reason why 1,000 people are doing that?
Men
now
aren't wearing dresses because of him, dude.
He ain't done it like that in a minute though.
But he did it.
He did. And because he's a king when it comes to trolling and shit. But ever since he got with Lior's label, that the trolling shit has kind of cooled down a little bit.
The street cred got a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. I mean, he got that. And I was denying this shit forever because I still can't get into the music. I think the music is trash. I think he drops a project, had 15 songs on it. I don't think one is good.
That's the Gucci effect.
Yeah, I think he's got that Gucci effect of quantity over quality. And people are buying into it. And Gucci lasted with that, so why can't Young Thug?
Because Gucci was more relevant as far as, okay, I know that I can't continue with this pace, so I'm going to, boom, drop OJ the Juice Man and give you some more ignorant shit. Boom, I'm going to drop Walk and give you some more ignorant shit. I'm going to drop Frenchie. We're going to do the whole Brick Squad thing. Like, I don't see that around Young Thug. I don't see him accumulating talent to keep it moving. Like, people are going to get tired of him specifically.
Maybe he's more talented musically than Gucci is, though.
Is he?
Gucci may have a better ear for talent other than himself. He may have that gift, Young Thug is better at making records than
Gucci. He'd have to prove that to me, because as of now, I don't see that.
He's had a number of hits, though. And I'm right. Okay,
you don't like Gucci Mane though. Like, so let's not say
I don't like Young Thug either.
Yeah, but you, what does that mean? You're gonna give credit to his hits because they're more relevant right now. Gucci got hits.
Yeah,
though.
He do.
Okay, all right, let's not get it twisted at all.
He do. Young Thug has made hits for other people too. Gucci Mane is lifestyle and all that type shit, and the joint with T.I.
Gucci have too.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Come on, bro.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Young Money.
Young Money, what?
That song, that's a hit. Gucci made that.
You talking about Gucci and Wayne? They ain't got no hook on it. They just rapping.
It's on the album, man.
That was a throwaway on the album.
That was a throwaway. Gucci murdered that.
He ripped it, but he didn't make it a hit.
There are other songs that I just can't think of right now. Gucci switched over for a minute. When he was doing the Lemonade shit and all that stuff.
That's his
the
shit.
The Mr. Roderick Davis. No, he was getting features.
But I understand that, but those are all his shits, though. Like, he hasn't been featured on somebody else's hook and made it a hit. That's what I'm saying. He jumped on Mariah Carey shit. He jumped on Mario shit. Yeah, like, he's got feature verses, but he didn't make them hits.
Oh, what's the nigga name? What's the nigga name? All the bitches love Trey Songz.
Okay.
LOL Smiley Face.
What the fuck is that?
You ain't never heard LOL. You've never heard LOL Smiley Face.
You don't even know how to say
face.
It. No, I haven't heard it. What the fuck is that?
Look it up. Google it, nigga.
I don't think I want to.
Google it.
The last song you'll see me riding to is LOL Smiley Face.
I'm not sure about that. You're Drake's number one fan.
I don't think people are giving Young Thug enough credit.
I just don't think the credit is there to give.
No, like, if you go to Lenox Mall right now, everybody looks like Young Thug. I just
left
there.
What does that mean?
That means he's influential. That's what that means. That's big for the culture.
The Migos dress like that, though. What everybody dress like that. Future, like GQ just named Future and Drake as the most fashionable man of the year.
Future wears like Future hats and shit, though. He's got his own
GQ
hat.
GQ just named Future and Drake as the most fashionable man of the year.
Future dreads weren't colored until Young Thug came out.
Oh, my God.
Am I lying?
But
Have you seen Rich Homie lately?
I'm not even saying it to say that they got their style from him. Okay. I'm just saying it to say, like, look where fashion is at, period.
I'm not saying it's clean.
Look how Drake dressed. Look at the hats Future wear.
Yeah, we
can't get no credibility to what niggas wearing the Young Thug.
I'm not saying.
And call him an icon because of that. He makes good melodic songs that last for just a little while. He cannot rap and he ain't going to be around long. It's just like the song, like his fans are going to outgrow him.
I'm not saying that he's going to go down as the fucking GOAT in life.
I ain't saying you saying that, but I'm saying like right even, now. Even right now, he's not that hot. He ain't that hot.
When last time you listened to the radio? I can tell. No, yesterday, you couldn't have.
But you speaking hot in the terms of like
that's just
flashing,
one aspect.
But I'm saying flash in the pan, though. I'm speaking hot of like consistently is going to be hot.
He's been consistent for the last 2-3 years, though. He's been consistently out there for the last 2-3 years. I hate to say it.
Out there. Like,
it's killing me to say it.
His relevance has raised the last year. I'll give you that. But the last 2-3 years, no.
I said I was going to sell my stock on him, and I would be hot if I would have done that this time last year.
Nah, just hold tight.
I'd have been hot.
Watch Billions and learn about that short and that long sale.
Man.
The long sale going to work on him. I promise you that.
Shout out to Billions. Give Young Thug his credit where it's due. I have to do it. I'll be the first to admit I thought this time right now, last year, that he would be out.
You said that, yeah.
I did say that. I said he'd be disappeared going with the wind. He got people coming out sounding like him. T.I. raps like him now. He got his little ad-libs and all that bullshit.
Let's not go too far.
T.I. recruited him into the group. He got the Bankroll Mafia shit. He done attached himself to it.
Why wouldn't he?
Dude, if he would have thought that he wasn't sustainable, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, T.I. feel like, hey, I got a deal with Roc Nation. I put out this deal with this group. I can get another Boys in the Hood type deal with Roc Nation. That's what it is.
That's all it is, a check.
All T.I. trying to get his more money, man. Like, just keep getting them checks, like Jay LaRose say, dude. It ain't got nothing to do with affiliation with Young Thug. He knows Young Thug might fall off tomorrow. He had Young L.A.
True.
You know what I mean?
Young L.A. had one song, though. Don't do that. He had one song. Just one.
You willing to give him that?
Young L.A., you have an open invitation to tell us the other song that you had.
Doubt that.
You think he remember us?
I doubt it.
You know, that lean.
What drugs he doing when we was filming?
And lean
to
fry that nigga brain.
What drugs he was doing, man? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, man, new music again. Bankroll Mafia, which consists of T.I., Young Thug, and like T.I. cousin.
Calling the man T.I. Young Shod, man.
That's his name?
Young Shod, I think.
Okay, Young Shod.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. You know, I don't want to hear this shit.
You know everybody else that raps, but you don't know T.I. cousin.
I don't. And I do know everybody else that raps.
That's amazing.
That comes out Friday for those checking for the Bankroll Mafia. I don't know what T.I. doing, man. I don't.
T.I. making money. He just got signed to Roc Nation. You were big up and you were all in text messages today. Yeah. Like big up in the DJ Khaled deal. T.I. gets a Roc Nation DJ Khaled deal. Oh, nothing. This means nothing.
Jay-Z didn't approve of this Bankroll Mafia album.
This is why Jay-Z signed. He seen the talent, though. I can't wait till we get to this DJ Khaled topic.
Are we talking about
One
DJ
day.
Khaled?
We ain't got to today.
Okay, good.
We ain't got to today.
We might say that for next week when more details come out.
Yeah.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
You know, I don't do much, man.
Besides listen to this Bankroll Mafia on repeat.
I might bang get tough. I hope though. I don't know what the Celtics are coming back in town. I'm trying to catch them and the Hawks.
Nah, spoiler alert. The Celtics aren't coming back in town, buddy. 0-4 is how that's going to go. Man, I'm going to chill out this weekend, too.
I'm going to see that barbershop.
I'm going to try to fuck with that barbershop. I meant to catch it last week. It was too dunk. Way too many people at the goddamn movie theater, dude. I wasn't finna wait in line. I don't wait in line for nobody.
That's what dunk means, people.
Yeah, Tennessee slang, Nashville slang, some of this dunk. I mean, it's way too many people there.
Shout out to the listeners. Ask what slaw meant. So lame and wet.
Miami, what up? Also, shout out to my Pistons. By the time y'all hear this, we'll be an even up
God,
the
let's
score.
Get out of here,
it'll be 1-1. Fuck LeBron. Go Pistons. We back. Playoff bound. I called the shit. We're here. We come to shock the fucking world. We're going to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in this series.
When Drake come out with this album and it's all R&B, are you going to cry?
You're obsessed with Drake R&B. Because that's all you talk about. Anytime Drake name come out, you talk about this R&B. Your
his
closet
views,
R&B
his
fan.
Views from the Six is going to be like Donnell Jones.
Views from, shout out to them pop-up shops. Views from the Six got going on, dude. He did it in Miami.
Yeah.
He did it in New York. Free gear. If y'all,
I'm just waiting on views, man.
If it pop up in your town, man, y'all make sure to pull up on that. Get y'all some free shit.
And winter is coming for my Game of Thrones people out there. It's this Sunday we here.
And on that
the
note,
the 24th.
It's time to go.
Winter
people.
Is coming. The North remembers.
We are leaving. Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.